USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the country's future is looking bright in the fight against COVID-19. During a speech in Cleveland, Biden insisted there's still some work to do. However, he says the United States economy is coming back.
COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are down. Unemployment filings are down. Hunger is down. Vaccinations are up. Jobs are up. Growth is up. People gaining health coverage is up. Small business confidence is up. Put it simply, America's coming back. America's on the move.
U.S. Customs officers previously detained the man who killed nine people in San Jose, California, and found that he professed a hatred of his workplace where the shooting occurred. That's according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text NORTH to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his two-day Middle East tour in an effort to shore up the fragile ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian terror groups in Gaza.
Amman was the last stop for the secretary, where he met with King Abdullah II, thanking the Jordanian monarch for his role that led to an end of the 11-day bloody conflict. Mr. Blinken said the countries in the region must work together if there is to be lasting peace.
If we want to avoid a return to the harrowing violence of recent weeks, the countries of this region need to help and support one another.
While in the region, Mr. Blinken also met with the Israeli Prime Minister, assuring Mr. Netanyahu that Jerusalem had a right to defend itself and the Hamas rulers in Gaza would not benefit from any reconstruction effort put forth. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Memorial Day travel will come with a higher price this year. The national average for a gallon of gasoline, just over $3 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A former CDC director is cautiously optimistic that vaccine incentives are working.
Ohio drew the first winner Wednesday in its Vax-a-Million lottery, giving away $1 million to one lucky resident who had received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. On Tuesday, Colorado became the latest state to offer a lottery for those who get vaccinated, announcing a similar program to Ohio's. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says he'll be interested to see if those incentives drive people to roll up their sleeves. He tells CBS News that it's also possible that the many offers could be seen by the public as a bribe.
I'll be interested to see what studies show in terms of incentives, because there's a wide range of incentives that are out there. For some people who are on the fence who were saying, you know what, I do want to get vaccinated, but I'm not in any rush. You know, when it's convenient, I'll do it. But when they see an incentive, they'll say, wow, I'd really like that gift card. I'm going to go do that. But there's also some concern that people don't want to feel coerced or bribed into doing something. And the sense of, well, if I have to be bribed to do this, is there something wrong with that?
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Online activists and media pundits are now going after Chip and Joanna Gaines, stars of HGTV's Fixer Upper show. Their offense? They donated $1,000 to school board candidate Shannon Braun. The media notes Braun's opposition to critical race theory, but there's no indication the Gaines has donated for that reason. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.